This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, July 30th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Bill to sue pesticide makers. Trump mulls continuing China truce, and tariffs give cover for price hikes, according to a report. Booker bill would let citizens sue pesticide companies. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey has filed a bill to allow individuals harmed by pesticides to sue manufacturers in federal court. The bill would amend the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act to establish a private right of action even in states with laws shielding companies from liability. Booker framed the legislation as a response to industry efforts to avoid accountability. He said the current paradigm provides a liability shield so that foreign corporations are allowed to poison the American people, and argued they should be held accountable in court. More than a dozen environmental, labor, and public health groups are backing the proposal and are blaming pesticides like glyphosate and paraquat for cancer, neurological disorders, and birth defects. The bill is expected to face strong industry opposition, falling in line with several of Booker's pesticide proposals in recent years. Some U.S. ag exports to get tariff rate quotas in trade pact. European Commission says that around 8.7 billion of U.S. agriculture exports will receive better market access to Europe, although allocation of tariff rate quotas under the new trade pact. President Donald Trump and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in Scotland on Sunday outlined contours of an agreement to soften the tariff blow August 1st. Under the deal, U.S. tariffs on most EU exports would be capped at 15%, lower than the 30% Trump threatened, and the sides committed to reducing agriculture trade frictions, although details were sparse. You can read more on the issue at AgriPulse.com. Senators ready for USDA reorganization hearing. The Senate Agriculture Committee is hearing from USDA today on its plans to reorganize the agency, which notably involves moving employees based in the National Capital Region to five regional hubs. Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden will face questions from senators who were caught off guard by the reorganization announcement. Members of the committee largely said they want to make sure the plan will serve farmers and understand its specifics. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas yesterday said, quote, "I'm supportive of the idea of more opportunities for people to work for the federal government outside Washington, D.C. But I'm interested in the details and the facts, the analysis that demonstrates what the Department of Agriculture is doing makes sense." Now, Senator Adam Schiff, a California Democrat, said he's concerned about the loss of expertise that could come with this plan. He added that none of the planned regional hubs are close to his state. Schiff said, quote, "I want to make sure this doesn't serve as an impediment to accessing resources by California farmers." Trump to weigh China truce extension. Top U.S. trade officials will brief President Donald Trump today on their discussions with Chinese officials earlier this week. The president will then decide whether to extend the tariff detente. "We're going to talk to the president about whether that's something he wants to do," U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer said yesterday. Greer and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent were briefing reporters following 2 days of talks with Chinese officials in Stockholm, Sweden. Take note, earlier in the day, Chinese negotiator Li Chenggang told reporters that the two sides had agreed to work to extend the pause on higher tariffs past the August 12th deadline. "Nothing is agreed until we speak with President Trump," Bessent said. He also added that the meetings were, quote, "very productive." Now, check out this week's AgriPulse newsletter for Oliver Ward's deep dive into what we know and what we don't know about Trump's trade deals when it comes to agriculture. We also report on prospects for ag labor reform in Congress. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Companies are using tariffs as cover to hike prices, a new report finds. U.S. firms are raising prices to protect profits regardless of whether tariffs are affecting their business or if the president follows through on his largest tariff threats, a new report argues. Progressive think tank Groundwork Collaborative examined earnings calls from the first half of 2025, found evidence that companies are using tariff uncertainty as cover for price increases. Lindsay Owens, Groundwork Collaborative's executive director, told reporters companies are working to, quote, exploit the chaos of tariff announcements. The mere announcement of the tariffs, enough for them to move forward with their price hikes, regardless of whether the final level ends up, she said. Take note, the report also cites one example from the agriculture sector in which the CEO of Vital Farms told investors that announced price increases would be, quote, more than sufficient to cover the impact of the tariffs. EPA plans to scrap greenhouse gas finding. The Energy Department says the government has wasted too much time fighting climate change. A DOE report finds that carbon dioxide-induced warming, quote, appears to be less damaging economically than commonly believed, and that aggressive mitigation strategies may be misdirected. That according to a department release. Additionally, the report finds that U.S. policy actions are expected to have undetectably small direct impacts on the global climate, and any effects will emerge only with long delays. DOE issued the report in conjunction with an EPA proposal to rescind its 2009 finding that climate pollution endangers human health. The proposal would roll back tailpipe emission rules that sought to reduce pollution from trucks and automobiles, mostly through the production of more electric vehicles. Environmental groups and lawmakers concerned about climate change are criticizing EPA's announcement. This action marks an extraordinary and dangerous abdication of EPA's statutory duty to protect human health and the environment. According to the Environmental Protection Network, that's a group of former EPA officials. Well, here's today's final word. Americans are seeing the deadly impacts of climate change with their own eyes, and we won't be deceived by the Trump administration's reckless abandonment of science and the law. That's the word of Governor Gavin Newsom reacting to the EPA's plans to scrap a key climate policy. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, July 30th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.